This is regional news coverage from the KBIA Newsroom. I'm Scott Kanowski. Despite uncertainty over district lines, hundreds gathered in Jefferson City on Tuesday to file for various public offices, ranging from circuit judges to Secretary of State. KBIA's Kylie Hennigan caught up with Columbia resident Judy Baker, who has again decided to run for office.
Baker says there's still a lot to be done in Missouri politics, which is why she filed to run as lieutenant governor.
We're very polarized in this country, and it's time for us to quit bickering and to come back together and to actually work on solutions for Missouri's problems.
As the daughter of a veteran, Baker says she plans to tackle issues involving veteran and senior citizen health care.
With the aging baby boomers, we have huge challenges coming our way, working on trying to make sure that our seniors are able to live the most independently for the longest period of time like they want to. Sometimes that takes community supports.
From 2009 to late 2011, Baker served as Regional Director of Health and Human Services. During that time, she traveled through the Midwest, learning how different states are providing what she calls higher quality health care at lower costs. She hopes these experiences will help her in Missouri's primary election come August. If Baker wins her party's nomination, she will face off against Republican candidate Brad Lauger, Luann Ridgway, Mike Carter, or incumbent Peter Kinder. Kylie Hennigan, KBIA News.
Texas A&M and Missouri have agreed to pay $12.4 million each to leave the Big 12 and join the Southeastern Conference in July. The league announced the agreements Tuesday. Texas A&M will receive unspecified benefits from the Big 12's new television contract with Fox Sports and certain other concessions. However, Missouri waived any claims to revenue from the TV deal, which takes effect in July, and agreed to pay the Big 12 another $500,000 to cover officiating expenses for 2011 to 2012. The Big 12 is adding TCU and West Virginia next season. The Mountaineers and the Big East settled competing lawsuits earlier this month, with the Big East receiving $20 million from the school and the Big 12 for West Virginia to join the Big 12 next football season. Members of the Missouri State Teacher Association met with state legislators on Tuesday to voice their displeasure over a proposal to end teacher tenures. But not everyone is concerned about the proposed elimination of the program. Coordinator of Columbia Public Schools, Michelle Baumstark, says even tenured teachers are evaluated on their performance.
Just because you have tenure does not mean that you cannot be dismissed from your job for lack of performance. We have, plans in place and procedures in place to address any issues where perhaps a tenured teacher is not meeting the expectations.
The proposal is expected to be presented to the state Senate. And finally, U.S. Representative Russ Carnahan kicked off Missouri's 2012 election season with an aggressive political move. Positioning himself near the front of the line Tuesday on the first day of candidacy filing, Carnahan signed up to run in the 1st Congressional District, initiating a Democratic primary challenge against U.S. Representative William Lacey Clay, who has held the St. Louis seat for the past dozen years. None too pleased, Clay struck a defiant pose. "Game on," Clay told a reporter after Carnahan filed for office and then greeted Clay standing in line. Tuesday was the first day candidates for statewide and legislative offices could file to run in the August party primaries. As Marshall Griffin tells us from Jefferson City, uncertainty over state House and Senate district maps has had little impact so far.
GOP Senator Jane Cunningham currently represents the 7th District, which comprises part of western St. Louis County. Under the proposed map, the 7th District would be moved to Kansas City, but Cunningham still filed to run in the 7th, saying she's confident she'll eventually be running in a St. Louis area district.
"And if not, there are plenty of options out there for me."
"Would you consider moving to the western part of the state?"
"No, I'm going to stay in my home."
The way the map's drawn now, Cunningham would have to challenge a fellow incumbent Republican to run in one of the St. Louis County districts. One of them, Jim Lemke of Lemay, says he'll wait until the Senate map is finalized before deciding when and for which office he'll run for. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Plans for moving student-aimed housing in Columbia are being discussed. KBIA's Fred Katz has more.
Plans for a new apartment complex in Columbia have been filed with the city. Developers say it would be in the Cross Creek Center area near the intersection of Providence and Brown School Road and will have 228 units, about 654 bedrooms total. The complex will have a range of one-bedroom, two-bedroom, and four-bedroom units. Houston-based group Asset Plus is running the project, and Senior Vice President of Development Barrett Kirk says parking is one thing residents won't have to worry about.
Plenty of parking. We overpark our properties just so we have ample parking for residents and visitors. We normally park 1.1 spaces per bedroom, and I would consider that an amenity to the project.
Kirk says other amenities include a fitness room, tanning beds, a computer lab, conference centers, a full swing golf simulator, an outdoor kitchen, hammock areas, and sand volleyball. Prices for rent are not yet set, but Kirk says they'll be comparable to other student housing complexes in Columbia. He says construction is expected to be completed by August 2013. Fred Katz, KBIA News.
Bed bugs are spreading in Missouri, and a state lawmaker says landlords and tenants need to know what to do about the blood-sucking pests. Senator Kevin Engler has introduced legislation requiring tenants in multifamily homes to report any bed bugs they see to their landlord within 48 hours. The landlord would then have up to 3 weeks to inspect the rental unit and get rid of any tiny insects. Landlords would not be responsible for any bed bug damage to a tenant's property unless they knew about the pests and chose to do nothing. Engler, a Republican from Farmington, says state health officials asked him to file a measure as infestations are becoming more common in several parts of Missouri. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.